People on the plane and the helicopter crew of three died in the crash. The Treasury Department's Office of Inspector General says it will audit the security controls for the government's payment system after Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency managed to get into those systems. A federal judge is hearing arguments on that DOGE access. Here's New York Attorney General Letitia James.
We are here today to seek a preliminary injunction to stand up against those forces who believe that they can unilaterally have power and have control, all in the hands of the President of these United States.
Newly confirmed Agriculture Secretary Brooke Collins told reporters outside the White House she expects layoffs are in her department's future.
We have welcomed, as I mentioned this morning, the Department of Government Efficiency and Elon Musk with open arms. We welcome their input into how we can do our job at the USDA better and how important it is to do so.
Collins said one of her big concerns is the rising price of eggs. Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Ukrainian President Zelensky today during a security conference in Munich. Vance says they discussed the Trump plan to end the war with Russia.
We want the war to come to a close. We want the killing to stop. But we want to achieve a durable, lasting peace, not the kind of peace that's going to have Eastern Europe in conflict just a couple years down the road.
CBS's Chris Lipsay in Tel Aviv reports Hamas will release three more hostages tomorrow, including American-Israeli Sagi Dekelhen.
Ken is a dual national American, originally from Bloomfield, Connecticut. He's coming home to three little girls, one of whom he's meeting for the very first time. She was born 2 months after he was kidnapped.
Thousands are at the Eagles Super Bowl parade. Quarterback and Super Bowl MVP Jalen Hurts.
It's an honor to truly lead this city, to play the role that I play. I know a lot of people do a lot to come watch us on Sundays, and we leave it all out there on the field, and it's just a moment to celebrate.
Some fans camped out in the cold overnight to get their spots along the parade route. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine and Kenosha have called snow emergencies for the weekend. Other communities are likely to join in. If you're not sure about the parking rules where you live, call your local non-emergency police number. It could be another 5 to 8 inches of snow over the weekend. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 tonight through 6 tomorrow morning. 2 to 4 inches of snow are forecasted for tonight alone. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Homegoing services for Molly Jones will be held tomorrow. She's the longtime Racine alderwoman and civic leader that passed away earlier this month. An obituary says the service will be held at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. Racine County saw a 17% increase in January home sales. Kenosha County saw a 15% decline in the same time period. The overall region saw a 5.5% increase, with Racine County also seeing a significant rise in new listings. A dead duck collected by Milwaukee County is tested positive for the bird flu. The DNR says the wild merganser had the H5 avian influenza virus. That's been found in 6 Wisconsin counties since mid-December, including Milwaukee, Racine, Dane, St. Croix, Wood, and Brown. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers prepare for Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Big game for Wisconsin tomorrow, taking on number 7th ranked Purdue in West Lafayette. Tip off at noon. The Badgers have surpassed preseason predictions. Head coach Greg Gard on the Jim Rome Show.
If I'd said to you back then that in the middle of February, you would be in the top 15 or 16, what would you have said?
I would have said our plan has come together in terms of how we wanted to put this roster together, and more importantly, a credit to our players of how they perform.
Marquette on the road at Villanova a week from tonight. The Golden Eagles ranked 18th in the nation. NBA, the All-Star game this weekend in San Francisco. 25 years ago, Damian Lillard's father took him to the All-Star game as a 9-year-old growing up in Oakland.
So now to be, like you said, 25 years later, and this being my 9th All-Star game, and kind of back in front of that hometown crowd, you know, it's definitely a special moment.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. winter weather advisory starts at 6 o'clock and continues into the night. With around 1 to 2 inches of snow expected on the ground by this evening, you will be waking up to around 4 inches or so. Then, another 1 to 3 inches is possible Saturday, before the cold crashes in on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Timeless Hits WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Diane Carlson is the executive director of the Racine Arts Council, and she's been filling us in all week on great activities in the Racine area. What do you have for us today, Diane?
Don't forget that everybody's favorite, the Peeps exhibit at Racine Art Museum, will be back, and they're accepting applications. Details again on the website at ramart.org. But everybody can drop something off at the end of March with a little bit later Easter this year. But think about how to incorporate those peeps into your visual arts. So written arts, visual arts, photographic arts. There's something for everybody to get a chance to be seen on the scene, that inner scene.
The Peeps one is near and dear to my heart because my now grown children, when they were teenagers, they won the teenage category of that competition. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, how fun. Yeah, I love going to that event. That is a family event that everybody can enjoy taking in some art.
All right. Diane Carlson, executive director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have my time with a poor man's lady. Maybe a song to sing when I want.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Keep it up, quench my desire.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Happy Valentine's Day. I know one person who's having a terrific Valentine's Day today, and that's Nick Beshore. Nick was the winner of our Valentine's Day Timeless Gifts Contest and will win some sweets from the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue, some jewelry from Rasmus and Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine, some flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue. He won that Romance CD featuring Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller fame. And Nick also won a terrific date night, a chance to see Herman's Hermits and the Association in concert at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. That's going to be February 28th. So congratulations, Nick, our Timeless Hits and Timeless Gifts winner from your Valentine, WRJN.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy. That's 1 week free on me.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. As spring approaches, it's the right time to celebrate new beginnings and brighten someone's day with a handcrafted floral arrangement. Their stunning blooms are delivered with care and rooted in family tradition, a truly beautiful way to say thank you. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $16. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good news, according to a study, crossing your legs is not bad for your health. Well, unless you're driving.
Yeah. News and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine and Kenosha have called snow emergencies for the weekend. Other communities are likely to join in. If you're not sure about the parking rules where you live, call your local non-emergency police number. It could be another 5 to 8 inches of snow over the weekend. That would add on to the 4 to 7 inches that fell on Wednesday. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 tonight through 6 tomorrow morning. 2 to 4 inches of snow are forecasted for tonight alone. It'll come quick tonight. Lighter accumulations are possible tomorrow and on Sunday. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A tale of two counties when it comes to January home sales numbers. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says Racine County saw a 17% jump in year-to-year January home sales. In the same time period, Kenosha County saw a 15% decline. The entire region saw a 5.5% increase compared to last year. Those looking for a last-minute idea about a Valentine's Day date night can look to the Racine County Eye. In addition to the news, there's community recommendations about things to see and do. Look further at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Winter weather advisory starts at 6 o'clock and continues into the night. With around 1 to 2 inches of snow expected on the ground by this evening, we'll be waking up to around 4 inches or so. Then, another 1 to 3 inches is possible Saturday, before the cold crashes in on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Dream.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and it's time to play Can You Guess? You'll do this 12 times a week. Do what? Lie.
Yeah. arms long to hold you.
Spoke and we listened to local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Did you miss any of the Don Rosen morning shows this week? You know, each morning he's got entertaining and informative interviews with local folks, tons of them every week. And now you can hear some of those interviews in podcast form on demand when you go to WRJN.com. Click on the Don Rosen morning show to listen.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird
well,
away.
Well, her wrist can't stand her cause she walks with surprise like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
Hey, Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Love is in the air at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Spread kindness this February with the Love Chain fundraiser. For just $1, add a link to the growing Love Chain, and every dollar collected will directly support Oak Ridge Care Center here in Union Grove. So, whether you're grabbing your favorite coffee or simply looking to brighten someone's day, be part of something special with Just Brew It on Main Street, because even the smallest acts of love can make the biggest impact. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
Open up your eyes, then you realize here I stand with my endless
Harris, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Well, the good news is, all that snow we got the other day, we pretty much cleared it all out now. Bad news, another round is on the way. We could get 1 to 3 inches tonight, another 1 to 2 inches tomorrow.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Everybody loves it. NTS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The NTSB has released new information about last month's deadly collision between an American Airlines jet and an Army helicopter near Reagan National Airport. WTOP's Scott Gelman has the latest.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says there are lingering questions about what the Black Hawk's pilots may have been able to see.
The helicopter crew was likely wearing night vision goggles throughout the flight.
She says removing them would have required a discussion, and there's no evidence that one was had. They're also investigating the possibility of bad data, informing the pilots they were at one altitude when they may have actually been at another.
The NTSB also says the Black Hawk crew may not have heard the air traffic controller's order to fly behind the plane. Outside the White House today, newly confirmed Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins told reporters bird flu and rising egg prices are among her top concerns.
We are looking at every possible scenario to ensure that we are doing everything we can in a safe, secure manner, but also to ensure that Americans have the food that they need.
She also said she expects Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency will be laying people off in her department. Louisiana health officials are ending some vaccination programs. WWL Radio's Chris Miller in New Orleans reports a group of health advocates is concerned.
Deputy State Surgeon General